Hi Leo, how are you? Welcome to your horoscope psychic tarot reading for the month of December 2021. Welcome, I'm Lamar Townsend. I'm a psychic and energy channeler, a tarot reader, and an astrologer. If you'd be interested in a personal reading from me, I am available for personal readings and I would love to read for you. Check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. This is where you can get a reading from me, and I do mediumship readings if you want to connect to your ancestors, past life readings if you want to learn about your past lives. I do birth chart readings if you want to learn about your sun, moon, rising, and all other placements. And things of that nature. Sorry, I had to close the window there. So let's go ahead and get into the reading for Leo, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between. Thank you for listening and watching, whether you're watching or listening on the podcast or elsewhere. If you are listening on the podcast, check out twitch.tv/LamarTownsendTarot to view the video version, the live video version. Thank you for cleansing and clearing the energy of this deck from any past readings. In the name of the Mother, the Daughter, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, amen, amen, and amen. All right, Leo, what's coming up for you? What's coming up for the zodiac sign Leo for the month of December 2021? Can you guys believe we're almost at the end of the year? Isn't that crazy? What's coming up for Leo for the end of the year, December 2021? Sun, moon, rising, and all placements in between. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. Thank you for listening and watching once again. The first card I get for you, Leo, is the Six of Swords. Six does deal with abundance, love, relationships, harmony, things of this nature. But Six of Swords can be a little bit too much in your thoughts. It could be this is an energy between you and someone else. There's a lot going on, perhaps in a relationship or in a dynamic between you and someone else. A lot of expectations either on both of you or between the both of you. This could be between you and a boss, you and a lover, you and a friend, you and a parent or a family member, all right? Or this could be just you putting a lot of pressure on yourself, perhaps. Too much worrying about what other people are thinking about you, I feel. Like, you're too much trying to actually get inside other people's heads to figure out how they see you or what they're thinking about you. But it's, like, causing you to, like, get too much outside of yourself. I get the Seven of Wands showing up here. Alright, so there definitely could be some worries or fears around money. There could be some secrets, maybe spending issues or secret things that you may need to pay attention to, the finer details. Maybe going through your bank statements and seeing where your money goes or, you know, what you're spending most on. Or just like when things come out, you know, what dates this check comes out and this payment comes out, you know, so you can just keep track of it. Like, there may be a need to be particular, pay attention to the details, pay attention to the details. I also feel like there's a need to not give off the, I feel like this energy of, oh my gosh, I already know the bill's gonna be high, I don't want to look at it. Like, it's time to, like, start looking at the bills, start looking at the finer details in terms of money, personal belongings, and just how things are organized. I get a King of Cups showing up here, so this definitely could be a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, or a Gemini man or masculine energy showing up in your placement of communication, intellect, the mind. This also could be you if you have water or air in your chart, perhaps, a male or female. The King of Cups showing up here could also be a family member, an older brother, maybe an older sibling, cousin, something like that, perhaps. Or just you in a very intuitive state of mind, an intuitive yet controlled state of mind. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes. There's a lot going on underneath the surface. It's like you're putting on this air that you got it together, but really, like, there's a lot of fears and worries and things like stirring underneath the surface that most people can't see. Some people may be able to tell, but most people can't, I feel. Yeah, because I feel like for the most part, you're keeping it together with the Nine of Pentacles coming out. You are, you know, giving off this air of, you know, I'm doing the best I can and I've got this. And you do have it. You know, maybe the beginning month of December isn't, like, the easiest. I feel like mostly mentally, energetically wise. I don't know why. I feel like maybe there's worry, anxiety, fear that you're, like, fighting through, or just, like, frustration. I'm not sure. It's, like, a mix of emotions, but you're, like, handling it with as best grace as you can, I feel. I get the Eight of Pentacles, so there definitely could be an element of patience needed, particularly when it comes to your romantic life. Changes in terms of new projects, changes within yourself that you want to see, all right? Or, once again, adjusting to maybe you being in a new environment and having to get used to, okay, what do these people think of me? You know, I mean, like, you're out, you also want to be in your own head and be conscious of how you're coming across, so it's like you don't want to come across as fake, but you're like, it's you, that the process of you being in your head, you worrying about what other people are thinking about you, you trying not to come off as fake, is the exact recipe that's making you come off as fake. Like, there's just a need to relax, Leo, you know, and just let time take its course, all right? Don't be too much in your head, outside yourself, you know, and trying to control the narrative. There definitely could be an ending showing up in your work sector. Maybe your daily routine, or in some way, shape, or form, it could relate to health. All right. Maybe a transition of some sort, or something that needs to end. Once again, something that needs to, I feel like maybe something that does need to end or be looked at. Like, is this worth me continuing to do this or commit myself to this? Or, I don't know why here, add this to the recipe. That's interesting. I literally just heard that. I get a Page of Wands, so this could be maybe someone new in your life, an Aries, Sagittarius, Leo in particular, or Libra. Could be male or female, to be honest. Pages are genderless for the most part, whereas the kings or queens, you know, are obviously a bit more gendered, right? But the Page of Wands could also be someone young, all right? So whoever this is, they show up in a placement of being integral in some way, shape, or form in terms of a relationship, a connection of some sort, you know, whether it be romantic or non-romantic. This also could be you. I feel like, I don't know why I get the energy of you looking for a lover. Looking for a lover, looking for a lover. I just made this song up on the spot. Yeah. I don't know why I feel like I did just make that song up on the spot. I feel like there's something about you looking for a lover, you putting your feelers out, especially the single ones, obviously. But if you're coupled, you know, I have to be honest, in your relationship, there's rockiness in your relationship. There's a new, maybe, side of you coming out as well, Leo, that, you know, it's fire. So it's all you, definitely. You know, Leo is fire. Page of Wands. Wands are fire. Four of Wands shows up as your next card. So there definitely could be changes going on, in particularly to your social structure in your life, or your social circle in your life. There also could be this change that you're kind of thinking about in regards to your career. Also needing to maybe incorporate new technology in some way, shape, or form, or needing to acclimate to the change in technology. There's definitely something, I feel like, where you may be surrounded by new people or certain people that are, like, almost challenging you to be better. Or you're seeing how the people around you are so entrenched in their own worlds and mastering certain things in their life where it's like, it's challenging you to be better. I don't know if this is something you're stating out loud or if it's kind of something you keep more personal to you. I think it's something you keep more personal to you for now. Two of Pentacles shows up in your placement of the past, karma, debt, weight, illness, as well as father energy. Definitely could be career, professional, destiny, status in society. I feel like there's a little bit of being between two worlds. It's like you're doing one thing in terms of your work, job, or career. You also get the Death card, but it's also like you an energy of pivoting to something else. I feel like you're going to start getting into this energy of wanting to pivot in terms of your job, your work, your career. You're getting a lot of fours. You get the Four of Wands. I feel like somehow, some way, a social network or people around you, a support system around you is going to be integral this month in December in helping you adjust, I feel like, in some way, shape, or form. Your last card is the Six of Pentacles, so it is success, but once again, I feel like it's success with the help of others this month. I get by with a little help from my friends. I get with a little help from my friend. I love that song. I did make that up. That's from the Beatles. All right. If you don't know that song, go look it up. It's a classic. Leo, that is my reading for you for the month of December 2021. Thank you for listening and watching. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. Have a great month. If you would like a personal reading from me, definitely check out my website, LamarTownsandTarot.com. Until the next one, love and light.